Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here. Morning again. Praise the Lord for a new day. Truly His mercy is endureth forever. Well, this morning I would just like to bring forth a vital truth about the Christian life. It's one that goes beyond all human nature. And that is the thing of dying with joy, dying with excitement, looking forward to death. To somebody who's not a child of God or is not clear with Christ, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't feel right. But my thoughts go to Brother Danny Kennison. Some of you may know him, some may not. He appears like he's on his deathbed at this time. And my thoughts go back to when my first wife was on her deathbed. And there's an anticipation. There's an excitement within your heart. Even though our loved ones are laying there, we know they're about ready to pass into eternity. There's an excitement in your heart of they're going to be with Jesus. Their lives are clear. Their hearts are clear. And they're saying, let me go. I want to die. My first wife, Sam, would have said that. And according to the update that I'm getting on Danny Kennison, he was saying that. I just want to go. Let me release me so I can die. And as I was pondering that whole thing, and I was just wondering, how would I feel if I'd be in those shoes? You're in a coma. You can't move. You can't respond. You can hear. I do believe that some people in coma can hear. There's reports of somebody who was on his, looked like he was on his deathbed, and he was being kept alive by the machines, and they're talking about pulling the machine off of him, and they're talking about discussing about it right there in the room, and he could hear them, even though he couldn't respond to them, he could hear them say these things. Well, they did not pull the plug on him, and to this day, he's still alive. But it just brings this thing to, you know, you're laying there, you're unconscious, but you can hear. But also, there's a reality in your heart that there's a reality that you're facing your final days. We as humans don't know how to die. Everything we do from day one is to try to live. We don't want to die. Even a baby, as it comes out of the womb, the first thing it does is begin to cry and gasp for air. Why? Because God put that into us. God instilled that desire to live. And if you're living a Christ-like life, you're living for Jesus, you have a desire and a will to live. Some people lose all hope in this world, but that's not because, that's not the way God designed it. It's because they put themselves in such a bad situation, or where they are in a situation that turn away from God, that they have no desire to live. But that's not the kind of death I'm talking about, or the kind of life I'm talking about. I'm talking about the life where, you know, we want to live. And that came out in a stark reality as St. Anne was laying there on her deathbed. And she kept telling me, Marlon, I just want to die. I don't know how to die. And it really struck me. We don't know how to die. And here Brother Denny is laying on his deathbed. And what appears to be his deathbed, and yes, he's excited about dying. The family there's a certain sorrow in their heart, but there's also an excitement in their heart saying, my daddy's going to be in heaven shortly with Jesus. And then, as I pondered this even deeper, and this brings it right back to real life, right out of the Bible, and if it's in the Bible as truth, then it's truth. And I just want to bring this out. Psalms that many of us are familiar with, but I just want to read this. Let's picture yourself on your deathbed in a coma. You can't move, and what would be going through your mind? Here's what should be going through a Christian's mind. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And here's a verse I'm after. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will be so afraid I can't keep going. Actually, I said that wrong. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. If you're afraid to die, then you're not right with God. Because this makes it as clear as it comes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But why will I fear no evil? Because I, in my own strength, am walking through this valley of shadow of death? No, for thou, God, art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Amazing. Your brother Denny is laying on his deathbed, or appears to be his deathbed, and I go back to Sadie Ann laying on her deathbed. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's nothing but a peace. And it just reminds me, it's thought about now, when Sadie Ann died, a smile actually appeared on her face. And a joy entered my heart. And I trust by God's grace that as Denny moves on here and goes into the world that we all anticipate, into the world of the heavenlies, in the world that we can't see, you will also, his family will also feel that joy, that excitement of, yes, there's a certain sign, but also the excitement there of, Daddy's in heaven. If you were to die tonight or today, would your family members be listening to that? Think about it. If your family members couldn't say that, why not? God bless you.